So you'll see here that some light from behind it gets lensed, and some light does a loop-de-loop around the entire orbit of the black hole. But when you get enough light from all this hot gas swirling around the black hole, then you wind up seeing all of these light rays come together on the screen, which is a stand-in for where you and I are, and you see the definition of this ring begin to come into shape. And that's what Einstein predicted over 100 years ago.
Yeah, that is amazing. So tell us more about what we're actually looking at here. First of all, why is part of it brighter than the rest?
Oh, so what's happening is that the black hole is spinning, and you wind up with some of the gas moving towards us below and receding from us on the top. And just as the train whistle is a higher pitch when it's coming towards you, there's more energy from the gas coming towards us than going away from us. So you see the bottom part brighter because the light is actually being boosted in our direction.
And how physically big is that?
So our entire solar system would fit well within that dark region.
But that's
and if I may,
yeah.
That dark region is the signature of the event horizon. The reason we don't see light from there is that the light that would come to us from that place was swallowed by the event horizon. So that's it.
And so when we think of a black hole, you think of these huge rays jetting out of it, which are kind of pointed directly in our direction. Why don't we see them?